WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into the opening day week. Man, I have a little extra pep in my step. And it's not just this Lamar-a-thon that's going on. But I got the Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. We got opening day. We got a new arena. We got great concerts in town. More great concerts around the bend. Preakness is coming in a couple of weeks. The weather's getting here. Masters is here. And the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I haven't had a crab cake in a couple of weeks. I've been sort of saving up a little. I was in the mood over the weekend. I almost went to Costas. I didn't. And what I did, and I've got props around here today, and I'm going to show Leonard Raskin my prop. But we're going to be giving these away beginning on Wednesday. Maryland Crab Cake Tour comes back and returns for the spring. Costas on Wednesday, starting off with the Maryland Crab Cake Tour lottery tickets. Our friends at the Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, now doing 5-year 0% financing again for this month. So that's back on again. And I'm going to be taking my my crab mallet, which is still not used. It still smells like wood. It doesn't smell like J.O. I'm about to change that this weekend. I think at Costas on Wednesday, we're going to be at Fadley on Friday morning, welcoming Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band to town. Saturday night, the Eagles are in town. Thursday, I'm just going drinking, day drinking. I'm just doing opening day. I was denied credentials by Angelos's kid now. I'm just going to go see bands and look at pretty girls and wear my new orange shirt. It's going to be 70 degrees. Leonard Raskin, am I going to sucker you into a little downtown al fresco opening day or a Bruce Springsteen or an Eagles? There's got to be something that's going to be attractive to bring everybody downtown this weekend.
I think it's going to be a good celebration week in Baltimore. It's good for the city. Let's face it. The, as you said, opening day with a team that I thought had great pitching.
Come on. They kicked the ball around a little the first weekend. Don't be. You'd be negative about the O's.
Yeah, hon. Well, you know, I was holding my breath day one. Day two, I thought it was in the bag, and then it was out of the bag. Day three just happens.
We went out of the bag and into the grass is what it
right, is. Right, right. I guess you're supposed to use two hands to catch the ball. I don't know. Maybe
that's
maybe
what
they
taught
need,
me.
Little league. Maybe it's time for some little league. Two hands. But anyway, hey, look, you know, it was cold. They're hitting. You can't beat that. They're hitting.
And they're running.
They're running. So we got fun to have, but no, I won't be making opening day. It's a busy week, but I think the arena opening is going to be real interesting. It's going to be good to see how that shows out. I assume they're going to have some pretty big crowds. I guess over the weekend, right? Queen announced a second show. So they must have sold out the first show.
Well, what's interesting is Friday night, Bruce is playing. There's no game, right? Unless it rains Thursday.
Right.
We think it's going to be okay.
It's going to be fine. It's supposed to be beautiful.
Saturday, the weather changes a little bit, but the Orioles are playing at 7:05 and the Eagles are playing. So. I'm assuming there's going to be 10,000 people downtown for the Eagles. I'm assuming there's going to be
10,000 people downtown.
Maybe 16. No.
I don't know. Who
the Orioles
who
have
do
done
we...
such a terrible
right,
job
look,
of
look,
marketing
who do we,
the team.
Here,
right?
Here's how bad. Who do we open against?
Oh, we open against the Yankees.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, that's how bad it is. I didn't even know who they opened against.
And then the A's are in town. And they,
I had no idea.
They did a couple of rollback to us. You have been pitched tickets to buy at the arena as an executive, but nobody's pitched you on buying Orioles tickets in the offseason, I would think. No?
No, if you haven't gotten a call, haven't gotten an email. No, that's not true. I have gotten some emails saying, you know, that you could be a season ticket holder, but nothing – nobody's reached out, nothing really heavy. And like I said, I didn't even know who we were playing opening day, which is kind of sad. I mean,
Mike
Aaron,
Elias is doing
Aaron
this
Judge
big shot thing next week up at Hayfields for the CEO club or whatever. So like these John Angelos Jr. has been on TV. He's talking to people. He's acting
like an owner. I'm going to be there Monday afternoon. You want to come?
Yeah, I want to come. Of course I want to come.
I'll see if I can add a guest this late. Monday.
You don't want me to be there to ask Mike Elias questions?
Yeah, sure. We can stir up the pot. I'll see if I can ask Michael.
You think I don't want to meet Mike Elias after I've been denied press credentials?
Hey,
I'm
a member of the CEO club. I have it on my calendar next Monday. It was a special because we usually meet Thursdays. The CEO Club is a Thursday afternoon lunch
Tell everybody
thing.
about the CEO Club because I want to give you a little oxygen because you and I
Yeah.
have met through networking. I mean, you
Absolutely.
talk a lot about sports and your son and Ohio State and the American dream and
Yep.
managing money and all that. But a lot of this really, I do to Accelerant. I did a beautiful event with Connects, our friends at
Yep.
Strategic Factory, Mike Tisch, great people. They invited us at Ryan Ripken's doing their event next month. When he's ready to be free and talk, speak freely, he can come through my radio show. But I love that we are getting back out into you're doing Mount Washington Pediatric
Yeah.
Hospital there. By the way,
Yeah.
can I make a big announcement? Can I
Sure.
say that I did something nice for
I don't know
charity?
if you can. I don't know if is that public? I imagine it's known. Yeah, I think it is. I think that I don't know, but you could certainly say it. Why the heck not?
Okay, so I got a call through a mutual friend, and I
Yep.
love Paula Bragg. Anybody that knows me has known I've known Paula for years. I met Paula doing boys, Big Sisters, Little Sisters, Big Brothers, Little Sisters,
Yeah,
Big
yeah.
Brothers, Little Brother. You know what
Big
I
brother,
mean?
big sister.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. I'm just Mama Papa. See, you know, when it was
Yeah.
20 years ago, when I first got married, when I first, well, it really speaks to these events because I meet people
Yep.
like you.
Yeah.
You know who I met that night? I met Chris Richards from Greenmount Station that night. This was 18 or 19 years ago. I can
Yep.
find the pictures. Okay. We put an apron on and Big Brothers, Big Sisters off. First time I had Taharka ice cream was that night. I had Honey Graham ice cream that night. It was on the club level of this stadium. I'm a newlywed. And they asked me and my wife to be celebrity chefs to
There
make a
you go.
meal to serve along with other restaurants. I mean, Ruth's Chris was there,
Yeah,
like whatever.
sure.
And my wife and I made this this Venezuelan barbecue pork tacos
Cool.
with this thing that we did on chips, right? And we had sauces and we took it seriously. We cooked
No,
down
absolutely.
in
It's
two
awesome.
crock pots for 2 days, probably broke all sorts of OSHA rules. And we served food that night. We met beautiful people. I met Paula Bragg that night, and all these years later, she's done more charity stuff than anybody. She's been with Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. You've been with them for at least a decade, I
Yeah,
remember,
yeah.
before I knew you well. And they were doing an event, and they asked me to help find celebrity this and that, maybe Brian Billick. And I'm like, eh, Brian June, tough here, doesn't live here anymore, lives where your son lives in
Right,
Columbus, Ohio,
Columbus.
hiding from the tax man out there, raising grandkids, having a good time,
That's it.
skiing, doing all that stuff. And he's actually in Minnesota in the summer. Brian has his cabin, and he loves northern Minnesota. So he spends a He's 70 years old. He's a millionaire. He
Right,
has a Super Bowl.
what the
He
heck?
can go do what he wants, right?
That's
So
right,
he doesn't
that's
live
right.
here anymore, right? And I said, well, maybe I can get. Do you know who one of my favorite people, and I know you know this, as I hold up your crab mallet, Leonard Raskin from Raskin Global. Mike Bordick is one of the best people, citizens, baseball players. Wouldn't matter if he was a baseball player. He's
Right.
just a good
Good man.
human being.
Good person.
Mike Bordick is a beautiful guy, and I asked him to do it, and within 30 seconds, I had a solution. So so I sang earlier this week. I sang a Frank Sinatra song. Well, I actually sang an alarm song in front of people. You can see that on Facebook if you want. But I sang a Frank Sinatra. I sang Regrets. I've had a few. That was in regard to not going to the Masters. But I
Right.
would say in regard to giving and giving, I could sing songs about like people giving back and people who need people are the luckiest people in the world.
There
But
you
like,
go.
I know that you believe in all of that. And this networking thing and bringing people together and getting out after the plague and being a part of something, it's important. So talk about CEO and talk
Yeah.
about what you do, because it is important, I think.
Yeah, well, the CEO Club, interesting. It was the first for me. I've been a member for a number of years. Doug Strauss, for those that don't know, Doug Strauss is the leader of the pack, the head of the CEO Club, and it is a group that meets on a monthly basis, does a lunch, little lunch, just so we can eat for the afternoon, a little networking, CEOs around the Baltimore area, and great guest speakers that are brought in every month to talk about what's going on around town. And business, politics, sports, you name it. Last month, I think it was last month, we had the President Loyola University at Loyola University. And this coming, I guess, a week Monday is Mr. Baseball, Mr. Baltimore
Mike Elias,
Reconstruction,
yeah.
Mike Elias coming to Yeah, we usually meet Thursday afternoons, and it's a nice afternoon and some networking. Like I said, the CEO Club was the first networking in-person meeting that I was back meeting with during the plague. During COVID, Doug decided it was time to get the group back together, start meeting again in person. And I think the first meeting we had, maybe 15, 20 people.
Wow.
Out of like 100, maybe 100.
Now, I attended one time. I should tell you that Doug invited me maybe 5, 6 years ago. It had to be longer than that. It was before Leonsis won the Stanley Cup.
Okay. So, yeah.
So Leonsis spoke, and I lived at Harbor Court, right?
Yep.
It was at Harbor Court downstairs.
Yeah. And that's where it was. Absolutely.
And I came and spent the afternoon with Ted, who I knew well.
Sure.
Ted walked into a Baltimore event, and I was one of the only people in the room he knew.
Right.
So he thought of me in Baltimore. He talked about bringing the Stanley Cup to Baltimore and like all that. And then he didn't after they won, which really, I have no problem urinating upon his name in Baltimore because he lied. You know what I mean? I'm a Caps guy. You're a Caps guy.
Right.
There was a guy in my building that is like, swear to God, Leonard, there was a man in my building that when I would get off the elevator, I don't know what floor he was on, one of the middle floors, the entire lobby was Cap stuff. And I met him many times.
Geez.
He was a season ticket holder from 73.
Wow.
So this is a man that lives in downtown. He lived in Baltimore for 30 years.
Right.
Baltimore is Cap's country.
Absolutely.
I want to point that out.
I was a season ticket holder since 1987. Since 87. Right. It doesn't seem like it's possible that that's almost 40 years.
Well, it bothered me that Ted went on the air and came up to Baltimore, and I supported all of it to say, hey, he's not an intruder. He's not Washington. This is a guy that wants Baltimore, and it's important about Baltimore being a part of it. And I think the CEO Club that you're talking about, it is about stimulating Baltimore.
And it's about the good news.
Yeah.
You know, like you talk about, we talk about every week. It's about the good news. It's about, again, what's happening that's going on in this town to try to make it better and positive change. And yeah, so it's a great group. It's a group of, I don't know, I want to say 100, maybe more. You'd have to ask Doug, but, really good group of CEOs that get together and talk business and network and create relationships. And that's what moves the ball around the bases, as they say. I don't know if they say that, but you know, down the field is over right now. Down the field is not here right now. We are moving around the bigger bases. We're moving around bigger bases with time clocks. I don't know what's going on there with the bigger bases. I don't know what spurred bigger bases. I don't know. They want more people to be safe. What is that?
Well, I think it was about collisions at the bag, seeing the bag better. I think they tried it and it worked better.
I
aesthetically.
I still don't like a man on second in the 10th inning, but
that's awful.
What do I have to do with it? And now we've got the pitch clock, and you strike out if you're not in the batter's box in 8 seconds, but it's not 8 seconds. I don't know. I watched a couple innings. Over the weekend, I was in Colorado in Steamboat Springs. It's a beautiful place. Not great if you're not a skier, but there is a lot to do otherwise.
They have hot chocolate and a fire.
They do.
All right. Well, then I'm in.
It was magnificent. And I got to say, it was beautiful. You talk about destination weddings. Had a client whose daughter, who's also now a client, talk about generations of working with people with their wealth. And it was at the top of the gondola, at the top of the mountain in Steamboat Springs, at a beautiful lodge up there where they had their wedding. And I got to tell you,
you wanted to snow when that happened.
Oh, yeah. It was magnificent. Right? It was magnificent. It was snowing during the wedding. It was beautiful. And then the next day, the next morning, so they live there. The young ones live there. And the next morning, very cool, bride, groom, mother of the bride, father of the bride, bridal party, mother of the groom, all went to the top of the mountain and skied and snowboard down in full wedding regalia. Gowns,
nice.
tuxes, jackets.
I applaud that. The image
of that.
It
was magnificent. We got great pictures of them video coming down the hill. pictures of the family out on the snow with skis. It was quite inventive and quite amazing. And so a beautiful day on the hill, or in that case, on the mountain.
Well, this
Yeah,
is a good
having a great
opportunity
time.
for me to say to you, in order to do that, that ain't free,
You
right? So you
know,
need to save money.
that's what it's
You need to be
about.
responsible. And listen, this is why. So some people's needs are small.
That's right.
I don't
That's
need
right.
Maui every week or whatever. Enough to afford crabs at Costas, which crabs are never cheap, but they're good when you
Yep.
go to.
Yep.
But I mean, using the mallet. But you talk about the American dream and things you
Yes.
can do when you
Yes.
save. To have that moment,
Well, you
you
know,
have to
we
have a guy like you
that's
or
I was
gal
I
like
hope
you, right?
so. Yeah, I
Yeah.
hope so. I mean, we met with this couple 26 or so years ago. When I first met them, they have three kids. When I met them, their youngest was 4 or 5 years old. He's now 30. And so it's been a long-term relationship, and we've helped them manage medical practice, dental practice, and grow their practice and grow their wealth and do the things they wanted to do, and three kids through college, and now one married, two in relationships. The guy owned his practice, has sold his practice, is about to retire from his practice. And a couple years ago, daughter got engaged during the plague. During the plague, and they said, "We want to do this wedding. We want to be able to have this wedding for her." And I said, "Well, do what you want. You know, how great is
This
it to
is
be
why
able
I
to?"
didn't marry her, because it would have been a beach for me.
There you go.
No way I'd
You
have
and
been up
me.
on a cold mountain.
You and
You gotta
me. It
be
would have
kidding
been,
me.
you know, destination weddings would have been my toes in the sand. Yeah, I'd have been at the beach, exactly. But as we talk about, this is the American dream. They were able to do what they wanted, invite the people that they wanted, have a great time with their family and friends and people they've known for 40, 50 years, 60 years, and see their kids have a blast and a great night on the mountain.
Made a memory for
And
you and all of your friends, right?
absolutely,
Yeah.
absolutely. And then bad weather screwed the pooch on the getting home on the airlines these days. It's kind of crazy flying, and we had to reroute around, but we made it work, and we're
Where'd you
home
get
back in
stuck?
Baltimore.
Where you stuck in Denver?
Not stuck. Not st we would have been. We would have been overnight, an extra day in
Well,
steamboat. You could be worse places.
I got an empanada for you in Denver if you need. Well, I've got places. You know
You
what I
could be.
mean?
You could. We could have been worse places than sitting around the hot springs with a fire at the hot tub with a glass of. What was it? Let me.
Chardonnay.
No. Well, that's the wife. The wife is the Chardonnay girl.
Okay.
I was sipping. It was very lovely. I don't remember what it was called exactly. It's got a name. Actually, has a name. But it was. Peppermint schnapps hot chocolate. It was delightful.
It
It
sounds
was
like peppermint
delightful.
schnapps hot
That
chocolate.
that's
Sounds
what it was to
delicious.
me, but they had some name at the bar, so whatever. Anyway, they had that, and they had butterscotch schnapps hot
See,
chocolate.
now that's up my
So
alley. See
it was a
that? A little
lovely
buttered
drink.
rum for
Right. It
me
was a lovely
around the
drink
fire,
sitting around the
right?
fire pit
Right.
watching people ski down the hill. And April 1st,
And
I
the whole
didn't know
time I'm
this.
thinking, why am I not in Jamaica or the
There you
Dominican or
go.
someplace?
There
The
you
whole
go.
time I'm
April the
thinking that.
1st is not just April Fool's Day, but it's apparently some Colorado holiday crazy, and people dress up in all kinds of costumes and ski.
That's April 20th in Colorado. No, I'm sorry. The wrong date. I got the wrong.
April 1st, April 1st. And so there we were. And I got up on April 1st and I saw that Lamar signed with the Patriots.
Right.
And then I realized it was April 1st. And I said, oh, maybe that's not true. So enough about Lamar. On to the Orioles.
Oh, you're
And
done with Lamar. You're just gonna make one
no,
April Fool's joke
no,
and that's it.
no. There's nothing to talk about. When there's no news, there's no news. I don't know. Is there any news? Did I
Well, you
miss the
know what?
news?
You know what people on your side of political aisle say? When there's no news, we just make it up, right? So you're
Hey,
just
hey,
like, for
hey,
me, you would
hey.
say, let's just make something up about Lamar. Like
That's
that,
right.
like on April Fool's, just make up that he's going to the pay. Listen, this Ravens thing, the thing we can't make up as fans is it's really hamstrung their offseason.
It's
It's
tough.
created no other news.
The
It's
draft is
created,
coming up.
yeah,
They don't
nobody
know who to
knows,
pick.
right?
They don't know
Sure.
what they're doing. This has got to be, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's like a circus now. It's just fodder. That's all. There's nothing you
Well,
can
and
do
that's what
about
I
it.
kid about making it up and saying there is no news. I'll tune in to find out what's happening. Well, what happened was he demanded a trade a month ago. It's been a month. There
Right.
was nobody to take him even when he wasn't demanding a trade. Now they're, now I, I, This is like Calais Campbell signs elsewhere.
Yeah.
Getting players to come here, Nelson
nobody.
Aguilar, whatever it is, they are not getting. Luke brought this up. He used the Harbaughism on the air. That's a Bo Schembechlerism.
Yeah.
Which I don't. I know you don't like anything that comes from the north,
whatever.
Right? Being an Ohio State guy, but you're either getting better or you're getting worse, right?
That's right. That's
They're not
right.
Getting better right now. They're
no,
not.
No, and I don't know who's on the radio silence side, them or him, but he drops tweets like he's your friend Donald Trump.
Well,
he drops tweets.
He's more like dropping tweets like Ray Lewis because he's quoting Ray Lewis. You
well,
know,
right.
No weapon
right.
formed. All
right.
That, right.
Well, you know, you think he's talking to Ray. You think he's talking to Ray.
I think he's talking to all of them.
I think if he was talking to Ray might tell him to hire an agent. I don't know.
Probably you get somebody who handles money like
Lenny I heard that on April Fool's Day too, that he hired an agent. I said, did Lee Steinberg call? Did Lee call?
Hey man, are you coming out to get some crabs and crab cakes with me this month?
Because I am.
Several.
I'm gonna
give definitely. You a choice, okay? Wednesday, I'm at Costas 2 to 5. We'll have these Maryland Lottery scratch offs giveaway. Friday morning, we're at Fadley's opening the new arena, 9 to noon. Now I'm gonna be there all day Thursday. I'm gonna be down there Friday morning, going back to see Springsteen, and going back on Saturday for the Eagles. I might even wind up at a meet you before it's all over. So it's for me.
You got Bruce
down,
on air. You got Bruce on air.
I'm trying to find Nils. We'll talk about it. But so before the week's over, I'm going to be downtown having all this fun. Then I'm going to be at Pappas in Bel Air. I know you love the Pappas crab cake.
Absolutely.
I went in, saw the new location up there. It used to be an Applebee's. They traded up. They're eating way better in that neighborhood right now.
That's right.
Up in Bel Air. Pappas is there. That's the 13th. And then on the 27th, back into the neighborhood, going down to Federal Hill. I'm going to be at Captain Larry's having the legendary Federal Hill crab cake. I've heard so
Captain
much about it.
Captain Larry's.
Yeah. So that's this month, and then like I'm doing May and June, and like doing a lot of things. So pick your poison. Come on,
yeah,
it's
we'll
all brought to you by
we'll
Window
pick a
Nation.
date.
I'll let you wear the fun hat if you
Absolutely,
want to.
absolutely.
Tell everybody what you do because you're handling money.
Yes.
And people, I'm a little freaked out because I haven't filed my extension. You know this, right? It's
you have days. You have plenty of days.
Okay, so give everybody the Nestor. Don't you know? You want to let my finances out, but like my conundrum is, I have to file, right? And
yes,
I haven't
everybody
yet.
Has to
so
file.
So I'm one of those guys you're talking to right now.
Everybody
right?
has to file. Again, we've talked about it before. Coming up April 15th, and I believe this year it's the 18th. Don't quote me on that. But let's call it April 15th. You have to file your return, and you have to pay your taxes, or you have to file an extension and pay your taxes. By that date, you don't get out of paying because you file the extension. All you get out of is the particulars of your filing. So if you haven't gotten to your CPA yet, you're likely to file an extension, although not necessarily, depends on your return. You get your taxes done. You get your taxes filed. You pay the man. You pay the men, pay the IRS. You pay the state, depending upon where you're listening. You may or may not have to pay the state. But our job, Raskin Global, is to have a couple things happen. First, not have the return be a surprise. You don't want surprises.
Whether I had one of those last year.
Yeah, whether you're getting a
he
refund.
He had the $10,000 like we owed
it.
The man last year.
Whether
thing.
You get a refund.
First time in our marriage, first time in like my adult life that I was like, well, how did that happen?
Yeah, so surprises right? aren't good. Yeah. Surprises aren't good. But here's the thing that people need to know. The tax return is nothing more than a coming together of what you did the whole year relative to withholding, estimated taxes. So it's just a calibration of your tax on a filing basis. Now, the goal is not to have surprises. The goal is to mitigate the overall tax, not the amount due on April 15th. Nothing wrong with owing money on April 15th, but you don't want to owe as a surprise. So what it does is it brings together what you did and now what you report. So, you know, it's really easy to get a big refund. Really easy to get a big refund. People don't know this. It's a secret. So I'm going to let all our listeners in on a big secret. If you want to get a big refund, you just overwithhold a lot of tax during the year and give the government a tax-free, interest-free loan all year.
And then you
and
sit
then
and
when
wait
you
for
file,
the money to come back.
When you file, you get a big refund because they owe you the money you paid in already. A refund is nothing more than you overpaid. And Paying at tax time simply means you didn't withhold sufficiently to cover the tax bill that you owe. What blows my mind and has for 36 years, Nestor, is people say to me, I got a refund. I did great. I got a refund. Your tax bill was $112,000. You got a $1,000 refund. You feel great. No, reduce the tax. And I don't care if your tax is $3,000, $30,000, or $300,000. In 36 years, I've never met anyone that liked paying any taxes. And I have people whose tax bill is, let's just call it 10 grand, 15 grand. And they have to pay because they didn't withhold enough. And they are angry. And they're in a 10% tax bracket. I have other people that are getting a refund of a couple grand and they're thrilled and they're in the 37% tax bracket. Both crazy. The goal is to mitigate the overall tax. The refund or payment at the end is just squaring up with the IRS.
Be smart.
Yeah, the big goal is to not have a surprise and then file and pay whatever you're supposed to pay or if you're not paying and just get it filed. And then after that, don't worry about it. But the bigger thing is during the year, do the things that you can do to save taxes and to reduce your tax exposure so that at the end of the year, there's no surprise and you pay less. It is legal, fully legal, to take advantage of every single line of the tax code and what it avails you regarding paying taxes. So many people think, oh, these loopholes, oh, these people that find a way not to pay taxes, or, you know, the business that doesn't pay taxes and their secretary pays more than Warren Buffett. Well, that's nonsense. You know, taxes, everybody pays some way or another, everybody pays. And the rich don't not pay. As a matter of fact, the rich pay tons. They pay more than anybody else. I don't have the exact statistics, but something like the top 3% pay about 50 to 60% of the nation's taxes. So fair share is a bunch of bunk. Some silly talking point that somebody made up. Nobody will tell you what your fair share is. They just want you to pay more so they can spend more on things they want to spend it on. And it doesn't matter, Democrat or Republican, which side of the aisle you're on. The government wants to take to spend on stuff that you don't control. So our goal is to help you find ways to save, so you don't have to give to them. And as we talked about earlier in the session, you can give to causes you care about. You can use your social capital in ways that you want instead of ways the government dictates. So,
including the Mount Washington Pediatric
Including the Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital, which is going to have a golf tournament coming up in June, which is going to be fantastic. And we're going to have a great guest or great guests out there talking to the folks that are giving to the community. And one thing, I'll change your wording just so you get my frame. It's not giving back. It's giving. Because if you were giving back, it would assume that someone gave it to you. And most people that give work like heck to get it. So I feel that it's great to give. And I don't think it's an obligation. I think it's a wonderful, fabulous opportunity to help other people with the largesse or wealth that you've had in your life to enjoy. So there we go.
Perfect weather for that. Golf
I hope
is
so.
Back in season. The Masters.
Opening day, Masters.
I have my friends on from Classic 5 this week doing a little Masters preview with Ed Miller. So golf, we got lacrosse, we got baseball, we got Bruce Springsteen, we have the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Leonard Raskin can be found at Raskin Global. You can have lots of things, but you can't have this crab mallet. This is mine. And it has a special beer top opener on the outside, which makes it perfect for me and Dundalk on Wednesday. We'll be
Amen.
At Costas doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on Wednesday. Friday, we're at Fadley's downtown. It is a big, big week around here. You mentioned, pay, give. Just make sure you file.
That's absolutely.
So we'll get that out as well. Leonard can be found at BaltimorePositive.com as well as at RaskinGlobal.com. You can have him or the shirt, but you can't have my crab mallet. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive here in the springtime.